Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
So the title tonight is Hearing and Following God's Spirit. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 15. Colossians 3 and 15. This is in the Passion Translation. I'm actually going to only read a portion of that scripture in each of these three translations. In the Passion it says, "Let your hearts be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One." In the Good News Bible it says, "The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions you make." In the Amplified Classic, it says, "And let the peace which comes from Christ act as an umpire continually, settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds." Now, you and I, we've got to rely on the Holy Spirit. He is our helper. And what I've found out is that I have to have His help all the time. I'm constantly asking Him, "Holy Spirit, help me, lead me, guide me, show me. I don't know this, Holy Spirit." And I'll ask Him a specific question. "Please show me," and I'll name the exact question that I'm wanting for Him to show me. And He will. Now, I'm not saying He does it that second, but He does do it. And I found that the more I make a drawing on the Holy Spirit's help, the more help I get. And I mean, it's all the time. You know, I've learned one thing about serving the Lord. The weaker you are and the more help that you need, the more it's there for you. I mean it. A lot of people think they can do it in their strength and their willpower. I'm not one of those anymore. I might have been that way one time, but I'm not that way anymore. I assure you, I lean on His help. And He gives me His help. He gives it to me every day. And because I lean on Him every day. Now, you can't hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you by trying to figure out what to do. We try to figure out our problems. And the Holy Spirit has an answer, but it's not, most of the time, it's not in us trying to figure it out, or, you know, we'll go to plan B or whatever, but that's really not the deal. We have to quiet our minds and practice hearing God's voice and practice being led by the Spirit. So, I'm not looking to my circumstances for my leading. I'm not looking to open doors or close doors for my leading. Now, I know a lot of people will say, you know, when I'm praying, I pray that the Lord is only going to let me go through the open door. And now I'm just coming from where I've learned some stuff in the Word through the years. Okay? We have the Spirit within us. And we're guided by peace on the inside. We don't go from the outside seeking our God to speak to us. Now in the Old Testament you say, well, they did. They sought from the outside. They sought fleeces. That's right. They had the Spirit upon them. And upon them was not the same as in us. You understand? Within us, it's a totally different leading. They did. They sought fleeces. And they sought, I would say they rolled the dice. Because that's what casting lots really is, would be described as today. They rolled the dice. And that's what decided. If I roll double sixes, this is what I'm going to do. If I roll double sixes, I'm going to quit my job. Or I'm going to take this other job. Or I'm going to do... But that's not the way we do our leading today. Our leading is not by fleeces. We're not looking for the outside. Now hang on. I'm not saying God cannot confirm His leading through the outside. I'm saying we're not seeking it. I'm not seeking a fleece. I'm not putting a fleece before the Lord, you know, like Gideon did, and saying, you know, if the ground is wet and if the fleece is dry, or if the fleece is wet and the ground is dry, you know, that's what I'm going to go by. That's wrong. For us today, that was correct for Gideon, but it's wrong for us today. And so that's what we really have to understand. And I understand a lot of Christian people will say, well, you know, I that's the way I believe in doing it. It's well and fine, but we got to believe in doing it the way the Bible teaches. Not just what we've been practicing for a long time, but what does the Bible actually say? And that's what we go by. I think the last time you see them doing that is in the New Testament when they were replacing Judas, if I'm thinking this right, if I've got it right. They replaced him with Matthias. And they replaced him by the casting of lots, if I remember correctly. I could have it wrong. But that's the last time you ever see it, and that's the last mention you ever heard of Matthias. My guess is, okay, this is totally a speculation, Matthias was the wrong guy. You understand that little Joe from Kokomo on the dice was not the right way to do it for him. Thank you very much. Just thought I'd mention it. But God bears witness with us, and we're led by His Spirit, by peace. He bears witness with peace. Okay, now, Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing." Everybody really pay attention to that word, dividing, of soul and spirit. Then it goes on to say joints and marrow, and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. But the dividing of the soul and the spirit. Okay, now, what we have to do is we've got to let the Spirit divide it. When I'm seeking a message for me and Pastor Sharon, and we're seeking, Lord, what do you want us to teach? There's a thousand things we could teach. I can go back and pull a whole bunch of messages and do it that way. But that's not the way. You have to seek a specific message for a specific group of people, whoever's going to be there for the specific audience that's going to be watching on Facebook. So you've got to be led by the Spirit if you're going to do it the right way, the way the Lord wants us to do it. But, you know, I say that in seeking messages, but it's the same in going out and buying a car. Okay, if you're going to buy a car, you need to be led by the Spirit to buy the car. You don't need to be led by the features that the car has got. Hallelujah. Because if you do, when it comes time to pay the car payment, you might find you weren't led correctly. You weren't led by peace. You were led by your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And many times I've made the mistake of letting my soul lead me and take the lead instead of my spirit man. It must be my spirit man. Sometimes that means I've got to wait and I've got to know. I've got to see, do I really have peace on the inside of me? But it's very important that it's not my flesh that's leading me. Now, the devil wants us led by our souls, our minds, our will, and our emotions, because soulish decisions put us under pressure. If you make a soulish financial decision, maybe even it's the right decision, but it's the wrong time, when that payment comes due, you won't have the grace for it. You bought it out of time. It's a soulish decision. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit is dealing with us. He's showing us you're wasting your money. I know this is not really applauding, you know, this is kind of amen and kind of sermon, but it's a really good one because we've all wasted money. And the reason we've wasted money is because soulish things, we decided that was very important, but we weren't led necessarily to do it, and we went into debt for it, and we messed ourselves up. Thank you very much. That was good. Romans 8:14 says, "The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit." That's the Passion Translation. I love that. So we've got to discern, is this soul or is this spirit? Is this my mind, my will, and my emotions, or is this the Spirit leading me to do this? So we got to divide soul from spirit. Now, we've talked about before, pretty much in depth, about 1 Corinthians 2:14. Someone living on an entirely human level rejects the revelation of God's Spirit, for they make no sense to him. He can't understand the revelations of the Spirit because they're only discovered by the illumination of the Spirit. So there again, the mature children of God are moved by impulses of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to give you an example. One day, me and Pastor Sharon, I've never given this example before. One day, me and Pastor Sharon were out and about, and we had important things that we were having to do that day. We had several errands, and they were very important. And I had a little list. I always have a little list, and I had this little list. And I found out my list and God's list are not always right. You understand, God's got a list, and it's always right. My list mixed in with God's list is not always right because a lot of it is soulish. Things that I'd like or whatever, but I don't need to put those in front of what the Lord wants. And sometimes I have, and it's messed me up. But anyway, we were out doing these things, and I got this impression, and I had this impression before I ever left home. And I'm not trying to sound all spiritual. I'm trying to sound like somebody that's training to be led by the Spirit, because I'm in training. That's what I am. I'm training my spirit man to lean on my spirit man to make the decisions. And it's a learning process. I have fell on my face 1,000 times, and I've got it right a few. Can I say it that way? Okay. But I mean, we're learning. Okay. So I got this impression before I ever left home that day. Actually, I got the impression when I woke up. You need to add something to your list. And it was something that I really didn't want to do anyway. I felt like the Lord wanted me to do it, but I know y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. You're so tuned in to the Lord. I know that y'all don't think thoughts like that. Only unholy people like me think thoughts like that. We will have laying on of hands for liars at the end of the service. But anyway, I kept having that impression, and so I asked Pastor Sharon, I mentioned to her, I said, I feel like we're supposed to add this thing to our list today. And I said, but you're going to have to call and make an appointment on this thing. And so she did. She made a call and couldn't get an appointment. And called another thing, couldn't get an appointment. And I'm a little in confusion, to tell you the truth. Because a lot of times impressions are just little bitty, slight, light. They're so little you'd miss them if you're not really paying attention and being sensitive to the Lord. And this one was stronger than normal. And I was like, Lord, I was pondering this when we couldn't make the appointment. I said, I'm kind of confused. I mentioned that to her. I said, I would have swore on a stack of Bibles this was the Lord, that He was leading us this way today, and it needed to be today. And I know sometimes it doesn't have to be that day, but I felt that in my spirit. It was pretty strong. Anyway, so I'm questioning. Well, the thought process went to, well, I suppose it wasn't the Lord. And we've all missed the Lord. I've missed Him 1,000 times, and I figured, well, I just missed Him again. And then a car went by us, and in my peripheral vision, I saw the tag on that car. I mean, it's just a random car. I don't know who it was or anything, but their tag. It had printed a word on their tag, and that word was the third thing on my list that I knew we were supposed to do. And we'd already been turned down twice that it can't be done today. And I realized that was the Holy Spirit confirming through a natural circumstance. You understand? I didn't ask Him for that. I didn't ask Him, let a car go by and do that. I'm not telling Him how to talk to me, okay, or how to confirm the word. But that went by, and I read it, and instantly I knew, we got to press in on this. There's something wrong here. We're not getting in the flow of this for some reason. So I asked her, I said, look it up on Google. I said, we're going to go outside. I had a box in my mind. My mind is set. We're going to do it this way. And that's when I get in trouble most of the time. When I have it set a certain way, we're going to do it this way. This is the way we're going to do it. We can't go outside of my box. This is the way my box. And y'all are laughing at me because you got the same box. I mean, that's the reason y'all are laughing, because you've had the same problem with the same box. Okay? And anyway, she Googled it. And she said, so-and-so, we can do it there. And I said, really? I said, I didn't know that. I said, wait a minute, call them. And she called to make an appointment. And the first it was like, nah, I don't think so. And then they changed it to, yeah, we can do it in 2 hours. And I was like, that fits in exactly with everything else we were doing. And I knew it. I said, we've caught the flow of the Spirit. I know we're supposed to do it this way. And so we did. And long story short, looking back now, I know for sure that was the Lord. I mean, it was absolutely the Lord. The timing was the Lord. Everything was the Lord. I said all that to say this. So many times, myself, I've pushed through for one or two no's and not realized the next one, if I had to get it out of my box, if I didn't have my preconceived ideas of how it must be, I've got to kick that box over on the preconceived ideas part, because the Holy Spirit will come out of my box. I mean, he'll say, do it this way, and I've never thought of doing it that way. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Okay. But He confirmed it to me with a car coming down the road with her tag. I mean, it was a big, my spirit leaped on the inside of me when I saw that. Okay. So my preconceived thinking was messing the situation up and blocking us from the flow of the Spirit. Okay, so, all right, let's just step over here for a second. Sometimes you've done something for many years the same way. Okay, the example I got, and it's just a random example. You may have went to the same doctor for the last 20 years, and you get an impression you need to change doctors. And you say, I ain't changing doctors. I got all my medical cards there. I got you know, everything set up there. I know the head nurse there. I know everybody knows me. They know they got my files there. Ain't a chance I'm changing my doctors. Well, the Holy Spirit, unbeknownst to us, a lot of times, now I'm making a random example, okay, is saying, I want you to change this, and you're going to see my glory revealed in this situation. It's going to be better for you, but you're going to have to step outside your box, your comfort zone that you're so concerned about doing it the same way you've always done it. And the Holy Spirit is showing us sometimes you need to do it a different way, and I'll show you why. I know I've given the example over and over where a doctor told Pastor Sharon she had to have surgery, and I remember she came home and she told me, and she said, I ain't doing it. She said, there's something wrong with it. There's something wrong with it. I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong with it. She changed doctors. She never told the new doctor that what the other one had said, and everything was fine. Everything was hunky-dory. And about 2 years later, we found out the previous doctor got sued because he's having surgeries that weren't necessary, medically necessary. Okay, now let me give you a shocker. He was doing it for the money. He wasn't doing it to help the people. He was doing it for the money. Okay, but you couldn't know that. She couldn't have known that. She went by peace on the inside of her spirit, and she said no. And you know, if you say something like that to people, they go, what? You're not going to do what the doctor told you? You are crazy. He told you to do this and you're not doing it? No, don't have peace about it. Well, you should do this in this situation. You should do that in that situation. I know it looks like I should, but I don't have peace about it. I'm not going to do it. Now, I've learned this one the hard way. I mean the hard way. Nose to the carpet. Hard way. I'm telling you, I don't care. Hell or high water. Everybody and his brother can tell me, no, 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 no. You can't do it that way. You should be doing this other way. You're not right if you don't do it this way. Mm-mm. If I ain't got peace on the inside of my spirit, and I'm learning, I have not arrived, I'm learning to listen to my spirit, I don't care if everybody's against me. Don't matter to me. Because it matters to me that the Lord, you understand that I'm going to follow Him, because I know the thing's going to turn out for my good if I follow Him. And I know no matter, everybody and his brother can be against you on the decision that you make, but it won't turn out good if you don't have peace about it when you do it.
Amen.
Okay, there again, same scripture I read you before, 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, people that do not have God's Spirit. And I want to touch this. Because sometimes people that do have God's Spirit don't accept the things come from His Spirit. It's us. We're challenging the Holy Spirit on these things. And we're born again. And we are. We're challenging Him on things that He's trying to get us to change. But it seems foolish to us. Now, okay, we said the Old Testament believers were led from the outside. They sought signs. They cast lots. They rolled the dice. You may as well say they flipped a coin. I mean, they did everything else. They may as well flip a coin. But we have the Spirit within us. So we don't seek fleeces. We let peace be our umpire, and that's what guides us. Okay? He could speak to you in an audible voice. But, okay, if somebody tells me that the Lord speaks to them every time, I've had people say this, every time that He speaks to them, He speaks to them in an audible voice, I know. Granola, fruit, flake, or nut. Because God doesn't speak to anybody on the face of this earth every single time that He's going to speak to them through an audible voice. It's a lie. It's just not true. They're hearing their own mind, will, and emotions and not recognizing it's them because they haven't discerned it. Thank you very much. I don't care how spiritual somebody makes themselves out to be. Occasionally, He could tell you the other way. Or it could be so loud in your spirit, man, what you're hearing, that you believe it's the other way, that it's an audible voice, and it may not be an audible voice. It may just be so loud in your spirit. Can you understand what I'm saying? I remember one time Gracie was barking. I've given you this illustration before. She's barking. It's midnight. It's cold, and it's foggy. It's really cold, and it's foggy. And she is outside with our other dog at that time, Rusty, and she is barking her head off. And I said, what is she doing? And I said, I ain't going out there. And I heard it on the inside of me. See what that dog's barking at. I was like, say what? And I knew what my thought, because my thought was,
I'm in my pajamas, but I don't have no pajamas. But I ain't going outside right now. You understand? That was not my thought. Not my thought. And I said, okay. And so I, undid our alarms, and I went out to put on a coat, and I went outside, and I'm looking. Gracie, what are you barking at? What are you barking at? And it's foggy. It's so foggy I can't see anything. And I said, Lord, what is it? And all of a sudden the fog lifted, and there's a guy, and he's in the other. We have more than one fence. We have a fence here and a fence there, and we have a fence over here. I don't know if he was in our fence or the neighbor's fence, but I called the neighbor's name. This is midnight. This is foggy like crazy. Can't even hardly see him. And so I called my neighbor's name. I said, Stephen, is that you? And he said, nothing. And he started walking. You heard the leaves start rustling. And I said, Stephen, and nothing. And I said, okay. Then I mentioned the Lord wanted me to let this person know that I spotted them. You understand, that's the reason he had me go outside. That's the reason he checked me. You understand, he'll tell you anything. He'll keep you safe, but sometimes we have things, impressions that we get. And I heard that one pretty loud, to be honest with you, in my spirit. And anyway, I was telling another neighbor that. And he called me back a couple of days later, and he said, I know what it was. I know who it was. And he named this person's name, and I won't say anything. He confronted the man. And he said, you were down there behind his house. And he said, I was. And he said, you had no business being back there. He said, I can do it if I want to. He said, do it behind my house. He said, you're going to be shot dead. He never was behind my house again. You understand? My neighbor was right here. He didn't know I have a good... Never mind. I'm a really good... Never mind. Okay. Pastor Sharon, I've got a lot more, but it's time. I didn't expect to tell that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. You never know what's going to come out of your mouth when you go. The Lord will shock you sometimes. Praise God. So we're talking about hearing and following God's Spirit. And I want to start in John chapter 27 and the Passion Translation. It says, my own sheep hear my voice, and I know each one, and they will follow me. So we know the Lord, we hear his voice, we follow his voice. It doesn't say that we might hear God's voice. It says that we will hear God's voice, his sheep do. And he knows us, amen? And I wanted to read a scripture to just kind of bring out how much God does know us. In Psalms 139, and I know y'all are all familiar with this, and this is from the Message Translation, so it's kind of long, so just hang in there with me on this. Verses 13 through 16, and it says, oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I even lived one day. God knows us, amen. He knows us very well. But you know, God loves us so much. And you know, we are his special creation, you know. And so, he wants to speak to us. He wants to lead us by his Spirit. And he knows just how to do it. You know, he knows how that he can speak to us, how he can deal with us, that we will be able to receive it. Amen. He makes it as easy for us as possible. And, we can complicate it a whole lot, but it's not as complicated as what we think it is or, you know, what we feel like it is. But, you know, the Lord wants to lead us by the Spirit. And, You know, our part in that is learning how God speaks to us, how His voice is made known to us, and, you know, to just pay attention, more or less. Pay attention, you know, when you hear the voice of God, of the Lord, you know, how did He speak that to me? How did I receive that? And a lot of times, you know, He will speak to you in that way more than any other way. But now He will speak to you in different ways. It's not just, you know, one set way. He'll speak to you different ways. But the thing is that we, you know, we just need to learn to pay attention to how the Lord speaks to us. And I know for myself that the Lord mainly, I have noticed, I've paid attention that the Lord mainly speaks to me through a scripture or either a part of a scripture. Sometimes it might even be one word. And so, you know, I'm trying to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to tune in to what the Lord's trying to tell me. Do I miss it? All the time I miss it. Amen? I mean, you know, we're working on this thing together. You know, you and the Holy Spirit, you and the Lord is working on this together. Amen? So that's mainly the way that the Lord will speak to me. I mean, He has all different kind of ways. But, you know, the first time, a lot of times He'll even maybe speak a name to me. And, you know, I might not get it the first time that God, this is God, you know, just speaking this name to me. I'm not just, you know, a lot of times we'll say, that's just me. Why am I thinking this name? You know, just out of the blue, I'm thinking this name. And then as Pastor says, after a few times the Lord is saying this name, my lightning fast mind says, you know, this is God putting this person on my heart. So I need to pay attention. I need to pray for them, or I need to call them. I need to reach out to them. And, you know, then the Lord will show you what you need to do. Amen. So there's many, many different ways. I know some people, the Lord will speak to them through a song. And, you know, a lot of times you don't, you know, I got this wonderful song. What do I do with it? Well, you just keep letting that song go over and over in your spirit. And, you know, the Lord is doing something in the spirit when you do that. Right. You know, we don't need to figure it out. We need to just flow with what the Spirit of God is doing. Amen. Right. And so a lot of times I've heard of some people, they will get like a movie screen. It'll be like a movie screen going over, showing them what the Lord is wanting to show them. So, you know, there's a lot of different things, you know. We can't put God in a box. Amen. But, you know, we just have to pay attention and learn. We are learning, you know. We are striving to learn to know when the voice of the Lord is talking to us. But the good news is that God is very patient. Thank God He is very, very patient with us. He doesn't give up on us. He just continues, you know, to speak to us. And so we're in training, aren't we? All the time we're in training. Well, I wanted to tell about this testimony about this young woman, and don't know what her name was. They didn't say their name at all, but she was talking about when she first learned to hear the voice of God. And so she said that, you know, she would hear other people say, God said this. And God said that, you know, and God told me this, and God told me that. And she's like, you know, God, I've never heard your voice. You know, why do you speak to other people, but you know, I don't hear you speak to me. And so she said she was sitting in a church service one day, and she was just really, you know, just wanting to know about hearing from God. So she's just sitting there, and she's, you know, said within her heart, she didn't even say it out loud, just in her heart. She said, Lord, I've never heard your voice. Lord, I want to hear your voice. I really want to. So she started just seeking the Lord, you know, just talking to the Lord. I really want to hear your voice. And so she said at the time she was trying to decide about what college she should go to. And so, you know, she's talking to the people that she works with, you know, they're all talking about several of them were getting ready to go to college. Well, she had a lot of people that were giving her advice. They were giving her their opinion of what she should do, you know. People love to do that. And of course, that just, you know, it caused more confusion for her. And so she said, but, you know, she would think about what different people would tell her she should do. And she said, I would, on the inside of me, you know, I would feel that there's something wrong with that. It just doesn't feel right. And, you know, a lot of people just kind of let that slide. But that was the Holy Spirit speaking to her. You know, that's not the right thing. You know, don't make that decision. Don't make that choice, you know. She said so. One weekend that she got this opportunity to go visit a Bible college. And so she said while she was there that the minister, one of the ministers that was speaking, and I believe this was Rhema Bible College. I believe I recognized this girl, and she was on the praise and worship team. But she said that, you know, this minister said when the apostles were being led by the Spirit, they would do what seemed good. And many times in the Bible, Paul, the Apostle Paul, would say, it seemed good. And so, you know, so what they were actually doing was they were being led by peace. Uh-huh. You know, their wording was, it seemed good. But it was the peace that they were following, the peace of God on the inside of them. And then the minister said, you can't steer a parked car. So, if you're trying to make a decision, go ahead and make a decision in your heart and then see if it seems good. See if you've got the peace about it. Amen. Check it out. Amen. But go ahead and make some plans, and then the Lord will show you. He'll give you the right direction. He'll give you the right thing to do. So that's what she did. And God led her to the right college that prepared her for her life ministry. Amen. And so when we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He will direct us in the right way. And you know, you might miss it. Many, many, many times you might miss it, but God's not going to give up on you. He's going to make a way, amen, for you to get to where He's planning for you to go unless you are just flat out rebellious. You know, you're not seeking God. You know, this is what I have decided I'm going to do. You know, then you'll miss it, amen. Then you'll get in trouble. But this girl kept saying that she still didn't feel like she knew the voice of God. She did not feel comfortable about that she knew the voice of God. And so as she was driving around, she'd be driving to work or school or wherever she would be going, and she would be declaring, making faith confessions. She'd say things like, Lord, I thank you that I know you. Lord, I thank you that I'm keen to your spirit. I am sensitive to your spirit. I thank you that I hear your voice. And she would just be confessing these things all the time when she was in the car driving. And so she would be driving around and just making these confessions. And, you know, that's a lot better than doing a whole lot of other things we do driving. I mean, you know, praying or making confessions instead of being on the phone or, you know, listening to other things on the radio or CDs or whatever, you know, things that aren't leading you in the right direction. So one day she was driving around, and she was saying her confessions as she's driving around, and the Holy Spirit said, turn here. And so she said, Lord, why am I turning here? I need to go the other direction. And she said, but she turned. She went ahead and turned. And on the ramp to get to the highway, there was this lady on the side of the road. And she was standing by her car, and she was clutching her purse. Us ladies, we gonna clutch our purse, I'm telling you what. And anyway, so she saw her, you know, so just standing there. So she pulls over to the lady and she asks her, you know, what was the problem? What was wrong? She said, well, she was going to drive onto the highway. She said, but I've never driven on the highway before and I'm terrified. And so, which is terrifying. The highway is terrifying. You got to be prayed up to get on the highway. And so anyway, she told this lady, she says, well, she said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. She said, I'm going to get in front of you, and I'm going to lead you to where you need to go, and I'm going to go real slow. So anyway, she said, when the woman got to where she was going, the Lord said to the young woman, he said, see, you do know my voice. Aww. Amen. See, she was taking baby steps, and that's okay. That's okay to take baby steps. So, you know, just like this young woman, she took that the baby step in learning to recognize the voice of God. And so, you know, God's not mad at us when we do that. Amen. He understands that we are learning. And so we're in training. So when we learn anything new, that's the way it is. We start out with baby steps. Amen. You know, if you're learning to play the piano, you don't start out playing Mozart. You just, you know, you don't. You start out first thing, you got to learn which keys are what. You know, you got to take those baby steps. Amen. And that's the way it is with anything. And that's the way it is with learning to hear the voice of God. You take those baby steps, amen? And so God is going to lead you little by little. You know, He knows, like I read, He knows everything about us. You know, He created us and He formed us and He knows, you know, just what our personalities are and He knows what to do, you know, just a little here and a little there. And, you know, that's the way you have to, you know, to really train yourself. You need to just start with little things. Right. You know, just little things. Not the big things, not the Mozart. You just start with the basic. And you get tuned in to how is God speaking to me. Right. I heard this, you know, I heard God speak to me. But then pay attention. How is God speaking to you? That way when He speaks to you again, you're going to recognize that was God's voice. That was God, you know, and then you feel confident about it. And then you can, you know, be led by the Spirit. Exactly what we're talking about, being led by the Spirit, you know, and not by our emotions, you know, not by our, you know, what feels good, you know, not by opinions, not by, you know, so-and-so said this is a good job. It pays good. It's got great benefits. You know, the hours are wonderful. But is it God? Because God sees ahead. God sees what's going to happen, you know. And so that's not necessarily the job that God has for you. And He will show you. He'll speak to you. Amen. And so wait on God. We get in a big hurry too many times and we do make flesh decisions. And we're all guilty. Every one of us in here are guilty of that. Amen. Praise God. That's all I have to share with you tonight. Praise God. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. 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 He loves us. He is so good to us. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Close out in prayer. Father God, we just thank You, Father, for Your word. We thank You for Your presence. We thank You for Your love tonight, Father God. And we thank You, Lord, that You are patient with us. And that You speak to us, and it's Your will and Your desire to speak to us, Father, to lead us by Your Spirit. And Father, we just ask You to help us to just be attentive, Father God, to pay attention, Father God, and to learn Your voice, Father God. Learn how You are leading us and guiding us, Father God. And we thank You that You are a good, good Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.